You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. In this episode, we continue our discussion of Christian worldview, exploring a Christian worldview. And joining me in this segment is Tawa Anderson, who is professor of philosophy at Oklahoma Baptist University. Dr. Anderson, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And in your piece, which was fantastic, you talk about the importance and impact of worldview. And you start out your piece in a very telling way. You talk about three friends who go on a safari and observe the beauty and majesty of the African wild. And they walk away with wildly different conclusions from that awestruck moment. Could you unpack that for us?
Yeah. In the story, what happens is the three friends see the same thing. There is one objective reality, one truth, which is out there to be seen. But the three people encounter it in very different ways, and the ways they respond to it are dictated by the underlying worldview that they have. The one friend, approaching it from what I would consider a biblical Christian worldview, looking at the beauty of God's creation, the animals he has made. The second, approaching it from an atheistic evolutionary worldview, looking at what kind of random chance and purposeless mutation can result in. And the third one, from kind of an odd sort of New Age worldview, considering that all of these animals are our brothers and sisters, they have the same spirit in them that we do. And the purpose is just to show that the worldview that one has, it kind of dictates the way that we encounter reality, the way that we respond to things around us.
I thought it was a fascinating way, and so much summarizes our society today. The presuppositions people have coming to the question at hand, in this case, observing the beauty of nature. Now, in your piece, you talk about how our worldview informs and answers some fundamental questions about reality. What are some of those?
Well, I'd like to boil down the questions to four fundamental ones. What is our nature? What is our world? What is our problem? And what is our destination? Hmm. And within each of those questions, there are a lot of other questions that are kind of wrapped up in there. We start with the first one, what is our nature? Because this is really the way that we encounter the world around us, is as kind of thinking, reflecting individuals. One could argue, and I think rightly so, from a Christian perspective, we ought to begin with the fundamental question, what is our world? Who is God? Where does everything come from? But the reality is that we actually encounter reality first and foremost as individuals. And so the first question that we ask ourselves is, who am I? What is our nature? Who am I? What am I as a human being? Is there anything that makes me different than the other animals, the other creatures around us? Do I have free will? Can I do things of my own accord? Or am I kind of determined by just the biology and the chemistry within me?
Those really are important questions to ask, and really the pillars of whatever worldview one has. And you also talk about putting our answers to these under a microscope. The illustration you used, which tied into Dr. McClellan's, was this idea of a lens. What was the meaning in that you were trying to convey?
Well, the idea is that, I mean, I need to wear glasses because if I don't, I can't see my own hand in front of my face. I might notice that there is some kind of flesh there, but I can't see clearly. The idea is that we need to have a conceptual lens which allows us to make sense of the world around us. That if we see things through, for example, that atheistic evolutionary worldview, we're going to see things, but we're going to see distortions of things. We're not going to see things the way that they truly are. We're going to misperceive, we're going to misinterpret and misunderstand. It's only when we put on a set of lenses, a set of glasses that bring clarity to the situation, that we will see reality the way that it truly is. And, of course, from our perspective, this means we put on the lenses of a Christian worldview, seeking to see the world the way that God sees it, because the way God sees it is the way the world truly is.
Great point. Now, how are some ways we can check our own worldview eyesight?
Again, I like to boil these down. You can ask a whole lot more questions than these, but threes are nice in a Christian perspective, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And so I suggest kind of three criteria that we look at. The first is, does the worldview even make sense within itself? Is it internally consistent? you know, there are some people that argue that there is absolutely no absolute truth, that the truth is there is no truth, which is just internally inconsistent. It refutes itself. So internal consistency is one criteria that we need to look at our worldview with. The second is, does it actually make sense of the world? Does it fit reality around us? A worldview that denies the reality of suffering, for example, I think is just a worldview that cannot make sense of reality. It doesn't fit the way things truly are. And then the third one is somewhat a subjective criteria of livability. Can someone live consistently and vibrantly within that worldview, or does it require them to kind of lie to themselves or lie to others in order to live within it?
Those are fantastic questions and really fundamental to everything explored in the other pieces. You'll see connected to your piece, which introduces and frames the discussion so well, that we delve into origins, which is the creation of man, delve into fallenness, human sinfulness, also redemption through the cross and new creation. And, you know, your article reminded me of that famous C.S. Lewis quotation about the sun. I believe in it because not only do I see it, but by it I see everything else.
That's right. That's right. We can't look directly at the sun and we can't just study it, but it illuminates everything that we see, which is somewhat the way that worldview is as well.
And you say in your piece, worldview affects the way that we live and move and think. It is therefore crucial that we examine our worldview to ensure that we see the world the way God does. And I just want to say amen to your piece and thank you for what you wrote and the way you frame this discussion so powerfully. We're talking to Tawa Anderson, who is professor of philosophy at Oklahoma Baptist University. Dr. Anderson, thank you again for writing this piece, for coming on Messenger Insight today.
Well, it's my privilege on both counts. Thank you so much.
Blessings to you.
And you as well.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.